So as you can tell, I'm not Solomon Tadale from FDA, who is the ElectNet, which is the Electronic Laboratory Exchange Network Manager and kind of the original speaker for this presentation. And he does send his regrets as he was unable to travel here today. So my name is Vanessa Hawley, and I am the Manager for Informatics at the Association of Public Health Laboratories, APHL, and I work closely with Solomon and FDA on ElectNet. So APHL is working with the Association of Food and Drug Officials, which is AFDO, and the Association of American Feed Control Officials, AFCO, to strengthen and integrate food and feed testing laboratories. This effort is supported by a five-year cooperative agreement from FDA to advance the Food Safety Modernization Act. We are now in the fourth year of the fifth-year agreement, and this is actually our first agreement that APHL has had with FDA. Among a host of activities under this cooperative agreement, which includes accreditation of food and feed testing laboratories, also known as ISO 17025, APHL Informatics is involved in the specific A number 3, which is the rapid sharing of laboratory data, and includes working with FDA on ElectNet. So you're probably thinking, what is ElectNet and what could it possibly do for epidemiologists? So ElectNet is an integrated secure network that allows multiple government agencies engaged in food safety activities to compare, communicate, and coordinate findings of laboratory analysis. So what's an ElectNet? There's over a million food and feed samples currently there from over 300 registered labs. The labs include FDA regional labs, which routinely upload at least 95% of their data nightly, data from other federal agencies, including U.S. Customs and Border Protection and USDA, as well as, and obviously, state and local labs across the country, which are required under their cooperative agreement with FDA for accreditation to submit information to ElectNet. So we have all these labs kind of submitting all this data of food and feed samples, but what happens after that? So ElectNet has also created this powerful dashboard called IDAT, which is the Interactive Data Analysis Tool, and makes querying sample data kind of more straightforward. So you can kind of search by state, year, collection date, kind of type of samples, among a host of other metrics that you can query from. And it also provides, which is not shown here, some cool visualizations of the data to compare your data as well. So how are people using the data? So as a data repository, it's used for analytical results, method validation, and file repository, epidemiologists, risk assessors, compliance officers, as well as public health officials, can also use it for data analysis. And as a national surveillance tool, it is used for pattern detection, intelligence, and disaster-related incidents. So as part of our cooperative agreement with FDA, we formed in 2013 the National User Group. And this group is made up of IT, lab leadership, regulatory officials, and epidemiologists to advise FDA on information management, vocabulary and messaging standards, as well as data exchange. And we also provide feedback on ElectNet upgrades and help outreach efforts. And ultimately, it gives a voice for state labs and agencies within ElectNet. And we also recently helped FDA with their ElectNet Steering Committee, which is made up of state, local, and FDA labs, and other federal agencies engaged with ElectNet. We've also created a training program in which the ElectNet team and FDA and APHL will visit your lab and agency. We've already visited about six sites, and we have four more coming this summer. During the training, we do an on-site training of the dashboard IDAT. We also do technical assistance to help labs automate their data exchange processes. A lot of them are still using paper or XML. And we also work with you to incorporate ElectNet into your workflow. So during these trainings, we like to involve not only the lab people, but we also invite the risk assessors and epidemiologists, and we have invited them to our most recent trainings in the past. So kind of the key goals and benefits, more data, more integration, more collaboration, and ultimately safer food. And I also have some handouts from FDA if you need more information on ElectNet. Thank you.